A minor turf war over public records is taking shape in Ingham County. While the dispute's being downplayed by its two key participants, Clerk Barb Byram and Chief Circuit Court Judge Janelle Lawless, some observers suggest it's symptomatic of a larger ongoing problem: poor public access to documents. I recently visited with both Barb Byram and Judge Janelle Lawless to learn more. To start, Clerk Byram explained how she learned of the dispute.
Well, early in to my term, I deputized all of the clerks so that they could handle circuit court records and files. I did not want to disrupt the court, and I took a slow approach trying to get a lay of the land, and it was requested that I put something in writing of my proposal or my intent, and I did so. And the chief judge of the circuit court did respond, and I have since responded to her again in writing. I think this is a friendly disagreement, and I think we all have a job to do, but I think it is time for the people of Ingham County that the county clerk act as the clerk of the circuit court, because I ran on transparency and accountability, and that is what this would offer.
Can you give me an example of how this plays out on a day-to-day basis? Is there an incident where the impact of this has created a problem?
Yeah, the impact of this has created a problem in that when people want copies of their judgment of divorce, I cannot easily access those. When I'm being contacted because someone has been drafted for jury duty 3 times in the past 4 years, I reach out to the people that I know to reach out to in the administration, but yet they're not responding to me. It has gotten so far that I've been told that I need to pay for court files or court records, documents, and that is...
You've had to pay for public court records that ostensibly you are... in charge of overseeing?
Yes, I was told that I need to start paying for records if I want them. So I'm supposed to have the care and custody of these records, and I think that's important. And I think that was that the intent there was to have a check and balance system. You know, the court has a job to do, and I have a job to do, and I look forward to working with the circuit court and getting those jobs done and allowing for accountability and transparency.
So there's no doubt in your mind that the county clerk clearly is the ultimate person in charge of all the county's public records, even those previously overseen by the courts.
Yeah, the county clerk is to be the clerk of the circuit court. I am to have the care and custody of the records so that when the press contacts me for a status of a case, or when a woman in Japan needs a copy of her judgment of divorce so that she can get a birth certificate for her child, I should be able to produce those documents. And right now I am being banned or barred from producing those documents.
And where does this stand right now?
Right now, it stands. I submitted a letter in response to Chief Judge's letter, and I expect her to hopefully reply. And
this is Janelle Lawless, correct?
Yes, this is Chief Judge Lawless. And, you know, this is a friendly disagreement, and I am confident that an agreement will be found.
That was Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. I then took the elevator to Judge Janelle Lawless's offices, who also downplayed the dispute.
Well, I would call it a friendly disagreement, if I even call it a disagreement. The Constitution provides that the county clerk is the custodian of the records for the circuit court. So, you know, obviously we're a court. We absolutely plan on complying with the Constitution. I would say probably what's happening here is because historically the court's been in charge of its own records and its own custodian, that what we have to work out here is how any transition is going to happen, or how that transition over to the county clerk is going to happen, and exactly what all of that means.
But you don't intend to resist it?
Oh, no. The Constitution says what the Constitution says, and we're a court of law, and we certainly plan on following the Constitution.
It's my understanding Clerk Byram apparently was required to pay to obtain a document from someone in the county clerk system, a record that is ultimately her responsibility. That would seem to indicate some kind of problem with this setup.
Well, you know, I have to say, as Chief Judge, I don't know anything about her having to pay for any document. We charge the public a reasonable fee for copying documents. So I don't know if that was that fee because she was turning that document over to a constituent, which would be part of that public. I don't know.
Would a change like this improve the public's access to records in the county?
I don't believe that it would. I think that we provide open access to all of the files that the clerk would be able to provide the same access, I guess. So I don't think that would happen. In fact, I would assume any transition, and this is what we would like to work on, obviously, is to make sure if there is that transition between the custodian of the circuit court records from the court to the clerk, that it's relatively seamless so the public doesn't have any problems with it. You know, it isn't inconvenient to the public that, you know, they still have that access that they have right now. We have access through computers and everything else, and we intend on trying to make sure that that access continues.
Sounds like over the course of 30 years or so, this system has become kind of a part of everybody's DNA. Is it fair to put it that way?
I think that's very fair. And, you know, obviously the other thing from the court's perspective that I have to be concerned about are the staff, not just the public and making sure that the public gets the service that they're entitled to, but also the staff that are here that might be involved in those records have been employees of the circuit court pretty much the whole time they've been employed here. And I think it causes them some anxiety of thinking that now someone else is going to be coming in and, you know, might be their boss. So we want to make sure that whatever kinds of, again, transitions there are, we're looking at how that's going to be best handled for our staff as well.
That was Ingham County's Chief Circuit Court Judge Janelle Lawless. Now, current state producer Joe Lindstroth has also worked on this story, and he joins me now to share what he's learned. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Mark. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Good, sure. Where are we now, then?
Well, I think first you mentioned it right at the top. It's pretty clear this is a bit of a turf battle between the county clerk and the chief circuit court judge. You know, but that said, as Chief Judge Lawless mentioned, Clerk Byram has the law on her side. And it's written into the Michigan Constitution that the county clerk is the custodian of the circuit court records. And the circuit court is the only one specifically mentioned, so it's not district court or probate court or appellate court. It's just the circuit court where this arrangement is bound by the Constitution. And then there is a further precedent with the 2003 Michigan Supreme Court decision from Lapeer County, between the Lapeer County clerk and the family courts, that seemed to kind of further solidify that ultimately the county clerk is the custodian of the records, mm-hmm. and that Barb Byram has the law on her side and where, as far as this is concerned. So the next step is the transition. Again, as Judge Lawless mentioned, where do we go from here? You know, I spoke with the chairperson of the Ingham County Commissioners, Deb Nolan, and this is on her radar. They are aware of this, but they still have yet to figure out what that transition is, how it will take place, when it will take place. Because the county commissioners do have control over the budgets, so they can, you know, decide to shift the budget from the circuit court back to the county clerk in terms of, you know, staffing and the filing and all that kind of thing. If they want, they Deb Nolan did also say they are going to bring in the state court administrator's office, which among their many duties is charged with mediating some of these disputes between the county clerks and the circuit courts.
Okay.
So, you know, that's pretty much where we are right now. We're kind of uncertain. I think, you know, moving beyond the fact that this is a political disagreement, shall we say, where the public interest comes in is access to records and I think taxpayer money. You know, this has happened for about 30 years. This has been going on for 30 years. And any transition that we move back to bringing it under the county clerk's
oversight,
if you will, you know, is that going to cost any taxpayer money to mm-hmm. do that? And then, you know, and then also, you know, in the transition, is that going to, you know, slow down the public's timely access to the records, to the court records. Those
gotcha.
Are kind of things to be watching.
How common is this type of setup in Michigan?
Well, the short answer is not very. You know, when we spoke to the state court administrator, Chad Schmucker, you know, he said there were really no precedents to be looked at for the model of this transition. So this has never been done before, at least according to Chad Schmucker, this sort of transition back from the circuit county clerk's office to the county clerk. That said, he also said there are, you know, county clerks and circuit courts have varying arrangements all over the state. Some county clerks are present in the circuit courtrooms for all of the hearings. Some aren't. Some just rely on video records instead of court reporters and, you know, who has control over those video records. So it sounds like there, you know, are different arrangements in different counties. But it also did seem like this seemed to rise above ordinary disputes as well.
Okay. And how did we get to this place anyway? You've referred to a 30-year history with this arrangement here. What happened 30 years ago?
Well, that's where, I mean, it kind of gets interesting. I mean, again, of course, it comes back to politics. the closest we can kind of nail down, and I spoke to quite a few people, you know, who were around at this time, and the closest I could get with the memories was about 79-80, when Ling Brewer was the Ingham County clerk, and I did speak with Ling. He seemed to fall out of favor with the more conservative circuit court, which was led by Chief Judge Jack Warren at the time. It seems there were some things that Ling said and did that caused the court, shall we say, to lose faith in his role as the guardian of the court's records. Some pretty colorful stories. I don't really think it's necessary to go into those specifics. I didn't double check them. They're 30 years ago. I mean, there are some interesting stories there, but, you know, I think to Ling's credit, he was very gracious to say to me that, you know, he did admit to that he was in the wrong of some of the things he said and did at the time, and that Chief Judge Warren actually did have some reason to go after him. But he did call this, quote, a wonderful brouhaha. So, you know, about in 79-80, there was some tension, and this was a pretty big deal back then. And, you know, he said the court basically told him that they'd trash his name around the county, and if that didn't work, they tried to oust him from office if he didn't relinquish control over the circuit court records.
How about that?
So with that, you know, he agreed to hand over the circuit court records over to the circuit court records back to the circuit court chief judge's, you know, jurisdiction.
But it hasn't really become an issue now for quite a long time. So everybody's had a long time to acclimate to this setup. Why has this why has it been allowed to go on for so long?
I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you heard Chief Judge Lawless say it was in the DNA of the situation. You know, and I spoke with Peter Houck, who went on to be chief judge in Ingham County after this original arrangement was made. And he said, you know what, I mean, it's kind of the old saw, to use your phrase, Mark, that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay.
I mean, he liked to say that the circuit court clerks were humming along nicely. Everything was working smoothly. And he was chief judge when Ling Brewer then left the Ingham County clerk's office to become state representative. And so they needed to appoint his successor, which ended up being Mike Bryanton. And curiously, part of the arrangement that Mike Bryanton had to accept to become Ingham County clerk was to continue what was happening here, to keep the circuit records. And he even said, Peter Houck said, that they drew up an agreement.
Okay.
And he had to sign something to keep it this way. So fast forward, here we are to just, you know, this last election. Bryanton was clerk all the way up until, you know, Barb Byram was just elected. And Barb would like the control of the records back, and so here we are.
She would like not to have to pay for records that are ostensibly under her control.
Exactly. That gets a little murky on, you know, how that went down. But yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I think, quite honestly, it's went so long because no one complained.
Yeah.
It was working. It was working fine.
What's next, then? We got a transition ahead of us?
Yeah, exactly. Transition is next. Again, you know, Commissioner Nolan said they're working that transition out. I think the things to keep an eye on, aside from the political junkies who like a good power struggle, would be three things, really. You know, will this transition cost taxpayers any money? I think the fair thing to say is that this shouldn't cost a dime. Second, you know, will the circuit court's ability to run its daily operations smoothly and efficiently be compromised due to this transition?
Okay.
You know, will court files be missing? Will judgments be delayed, et cetera, because of you know, how this goes about? And then thirdly, will the public's timely access to records be negatively affected in any way? You know, Michigan already has a dismal record of transparency, of open records. I mean, the Center for Public Integrity ranks it 44th out of 50. So it's just something to keep an eye on. And I think, lastly, it's just worth noting that, you know, these records aren't the county clerks. They aren't the circuit court judges. They belong to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And if this transition impedes or infringes on the public's access to them, I think that's something to keep an eye on.
Okay. Very good. Joe Lindstroth, thanks for all the good work.
You're welcome.
All right.